dream coming true? Have you ever thought about this?
Yes, it's really, I mean, every musician, isn't it like every musician tries to reach a level in his or her life where you can be seen by a lot of people, perform for great audiences. I mean, there is a difference if you play a show for 20 people or 2,000 people. And I mean, I played huge shows in my life before with other bands, festivals for 100,000 people. But it's different if you play on a festival or a smaller festival for 5,000 people, or you play a single solo show with your band for 5,000 people. And I so do enjoy seeing the fans in the first few rows where you can see them actually, and they have like this shining, bright, oh, I'm so happy kind of look on their face. And it's really nice. I keep saying that it's like the sort of energy exchange that really is the main reason for me why I do music, because I want to make them happy. I want to have them to have a great time. And I can see that. I can tell people are having a good time during our shows, and I really appreciate that.
How did this occur? I mean, you playing on Evanescence, was it auditions, or they called you and they said, you know, want you in the band?
A lot of people don't believe me, but I did not audition. I played two festivals in Europe, one in south of Germany and one in Czech Republic, where another band was playing the same 2 days like I did with my other band. And it was Testament, and they have a great guitar player by the name of Alex Skolnick.
Yeah, Alex Skolnick.
And we're friends, and he's just an awesome person. And we got to hang and talk, and he's like, oh, okay, what's new with you in your life? And we talked about my solo record and my solo album. And few days later, or weeks later, I received this very mysterious email from him. He was like, Jen, friends of mine are going to contact you, and they are going to offer something. You should not say no to it. And it was very mysterious, because he was like, I can't tell you more. And I was completely like, what? Okay, good. Whatever this is. And really seriously, like 3 days later, I got the email starting with, hi, Jen, my name is, I'm the manager of, we'd like to ask you if you're interested. And I read until then, and I was like, yes. It was a no-brainer, absolutely. And a few days later, I flew into New York to meet up with Amy. And I was pretty excited, because we had this appointment in the afternoon for meeting in a cafe and talk and stuff. And it clicked within a few seconds, I believe, because Amy and me were both paying attention to a lot of similar things. And I think I really couldn't agree more on the fact that you do not need the best virtuoso on guitar or any other instrument if mainly or she mainly is a dickhead, because you spend a lot of time on tour being not on stage. I mean, it's a show is like, let's say, 2 hours, and you spend the entire day together on the bus, in the backstage, and it's very, very, very important that you get along as a human being. And so Amy and me, we just spent time together, 3 days, talking, went to a little music store and played some music, went out for dinner, you know, just hanging out together and spending time to get to know each other. And I remember we sat down in that one little vintage guitar store, and I was playing guitar. She started to sing. I started to sing along, like, the second melody line. And it was really like, wow, hey, that doesn't sound too bad. And that was pretty much a moment where she was like, did I tell you? I was like, what? What? Do I have, like, a spaghetti in my face or something? What? And she was like, you got the gig. And that was my personal, I don't know, it's like my second birthday from this day on. Every year on that day, I'll celebrate, because it's been changing my life forever, really. And I'm very thankful for Amy to find me.
Cool, very good. You have worked also with Equilibrium.
terrible name, right? Equilibrium.
Equilibrium.
Try to say it three times very fast. Equilibrium, equilibrium, equilibrium.
Yeah, very difficult name. So you left from this band because of your duties on Evanescence?
It says on the internet that I left the band, but it's not true.
Oh.
And I'm not going to comment any further about this.
Okay, okay. I see. You have also worked with Raids, I think, on 2008.
Yes.
How did this happen?
I started out as a merchandiser for the band, to be honest. Yeah, you know, I believe it's not possible that you can, like, start music and be on top of the levels and work with the best people and play the greatest shows. You have to work yourself up, you know, with lower jobs, get familiar with the business. And I never was, you know, I'm good. I can work. So I started out as a merchandiser for the band, which was my first big European tour. Mm-hmm. And I learned about how it goes on tour, like how do you do sound check and stuff. I was young back then. And I remember, I think there was this one time where they were recording something in the studio, and I happened to be there, and I kind of made a suggestion on, hey, don't you put something like this on that song in this part, and just like an idea. And I remember the guy was like, okay, you go in there and record it now. And I was like, oh shit, I mean, I just had this idea, like, and the song was Lord of the Flies. We did a video shoot on that one as well. And I played a lot of shows with Rage from that day on as a guest singer. And really, I saw a lot of great festivals, got to know a lot of countries, and I really appreciate that a lot. And nowadays, I'm still in good contact with PV. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention his birthday this last year. It's his birthday, and I forgot it. Oh, no. If you see this, happy belated birthday. And, yeah, they have this new guitar player now, and Marcos is just awesome, and I really wish all the best I can wish for those guys, because they're awesome.
Cool. Let's talk again about Evanescence. Are there any other plans that you're going to announce? Maybe, I don't know, something new?
Maybe.
Maybe.
You should never say never, you know? I don't know. Well, first of all, it's, as I said, it's the major focus is on the touring and putting the energy into performing the most possible best shows for the fans. That is our major focus right now. I believe Amy has something in store for after the European tour, but we're not talking into detail so far, so I can tell really.
Okay, I understand. So thank you very much for this interview.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you for having me.
The last words are yours. You can send a message to the Greek fans or to all the Evanescence fans.
Greece! I can't wait to come to Greece with Evanescence, and I'm personally so excited about my first time of being in Greece, and I can't wait to see you all, and I love you, and thank you so much for the support and love. Mwah.